Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, a 27-year veteran of the NYPD. Folks, we have an interesting story today, but nonetheless, a very sad story that sort of points the finger at, Ensenada, Mexico, an area where many surfers go. However, how safe is it in Mexico? The gentleman on the screen, you see, they were missing as recently as a couple days ago until authorities figured out that something nefarious happened. There was a robbery gone bad, and they were able to recover the bodies of these surfers. And their brothers, Callum Robinson, a professional lacrosse player from Perth, Australia, his brother Jake Robinson, and their friend Jack Carter Road. Jack is a U.S. citizen from San Diego. Just horrific. These were gentlemen in the prime of their lives. Went to Mexico on surfing, just to have a good time surfing. And apparently it's not a very safe place. There's San Diego, you could see on the map. And they traveled to Ensenada, Mexico, where apparently they were the victims of a robbery gone bad that actually cost them their life. And we'll get more into that later on. But I think that when you see a case like this, you question, how safe are we as Americans going into Mexico? It's probably a stupid question. Here I am sitting in New York right now. I would say you're probably not very safe at all between the corruption of their government, the corruption of their police, the cartels just running that damn country. How safe is anyone to go there? And I know people from San Diego, California, go into Mexico all the time, and they think nothing of it. But now with this, three young men in the prime of their lives, so they're both three of them in their 30s. They're there up on the screen. Callum Robinson, Jake Robinson, and Jack Carter Road lost their lives defending their property from people that have no value of human life. Just take someone's life because you wanted to take their tires from their truck. Just a horrific situation. So, folks, hold on to your hats. You're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone, the police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped at 10th and Grange by
the way. We still don't know who pulled the trigger. So getting back to the story, here's the two brothers, a picture of them on the screen. Young men in their 30s, early 30s. Mexican officials said the identities of two Australians and an American had been confirmed by relatives. The men went missing during a surfing and a camping trip. Three bodies that were found in the Mexican state of Baja California last week have been identified as those of three tourists from Australia and the United States who had disappeared days earlier, the Mexican authorities said on Sunday. The bodies were confirmed to be those of Callum and Jack Robinson, two brothers from Perth, Australia, and Jack Carter Road of San Diego, the Baja California Attorney General's office said in a statement. The confirmation comes after the victims' families were able to identify them without the need for genetic testing. The statement read, the Robinsons and Mr. Road had been on vacation, surfing and camping along the coast near the Mexican city of Ensenada when they disappeared on April 27th. The Robinsons' mother said in a social media post on Wednesday that they had never showed up at an Airbnb they had booked in another coastal town. Early on Friday, the Mexican authorities recovered the three bodies from a 50-foot-deep waterhole near La Bocana Beach. A fourth, yet identified male body, which prosecutors said had no relation to the case, was also found at the bottom of the hole. Each of the bodies later identified as those of the tourist had a gunshot wound to the head, said Maria Elena Andrade Ramirez, the state attorney general. Three suspects have been detained in connection with the killings. One has been charged with forced disappearance. Ms. Andrade Ramirez said he tried to rob the Robinson brothers and Mr. Carter of the pickup truck in which they were traveling. When they resisted, she said, he shot them and later disposed of their bodies. Unfortunately, they stayed in an inhospitable place where there was no way to call for help, Ms. Andrade Ramirez said at the news conference on Sunday. The other two people being detained have been charged with possession of methamphetamine. Ms. Andrade Ramirez said she had said that there might be more arrests, but there were no indication that any of Mexico's organized crime gangs had been involved in the killings. The hypothesis so far is that they approached with the intent to seize the pickup truck and attack the victims. Ms. Andrade Ramirez said a burned campsite had been discovered in a remote, isolated area of Ensenada, about 4 miles from where the bodies were found. A single shell casing and bloodstains were found at the site, and the tourist pickup truck, also burned, had been abandoned nearby. This was according to the New York Times. Just horrific. I mean, who would want to go into a country where something like that can happen? And just, I'm not going to say routinely, but I would feel that Mexico is sort of like an outlaw state. And, you know, I've heard so many stories about not just the criminal element, but the police are criminals too. And I don't want to make a broad statement like that, but I've heard too many horror stories that people have gotten robbed by the Mexican police. So it's like, I know Californians regularly go into Mexico and, you know, of course, the government of Mexico right now wants to cover this up. They don't want this. This is horrible for their tourism trade. This is horrible for their political relationship with the United States, which is already probably in the trash can as it is. But just absolutely horrific. You know, these gentlemen, males, men in the prime of their life, people that are just enjoying their life, lose their lives over. And probably the state of this country is no good.
As we go to where dozens are gathering in Ensenada, standing in solidarity with victims of violence and Australia.
Nyan correspondent Alison Petrasky joins us live from Ensenada. Ali, some grim details are coming to light this morning.
Yeah, really awful details this morning, guys, coming from the autopsy report about the way these three victims were murdered. And I say three victims because as it stands at the moment, these three victims have not officially been identified. But I can tell you that they were all shot. They had gunshot wounds to the head. They were all shot execution style. That coming from the autopsy report this morning. The Attorney General holding a press conference this morning, insisting that this was simply a robbery gone wrong, that it was an opportunistic moment from three Mexican nationals, likely high on drugs, that they had come in to try and steal the two Australians and Americans' white ute, that the Aussies and the American pushed back. There was a struggle, and that is when shots were fired. Local media pushing back on that this morning, asking how this investigation could be completed so quickly, the Attorney General not really having any answers in that regard. But look, as you mentioned, we are at a protest. They are standing in solidarity for Australia today, guys. Let's hear from one of the organisers. This is Fernando.
Mates, we love you, Aussies. Mexico is your house, and we are really regretting what's happening. It's really a pity. I know you guys are, we're good people. You're good people. We love you guys.
Yeah, a beautiful sentiment from Fernando, and a sentiment that we have had from all Mexicans since we have arrived here in Mexico last week. There's the Mexican flag there just going past. This morning, Callum and Jake's parents, Deborah and Martin, met with the Attorney General of Baja in Tijuana. They did some paperwork and they are making their way here now to Ensenada to identify the bodies. Carl and Sarah.
That is the most awful of journeys.
Yeah.
Ali, thank you. Fear.
Welcome back. Well, three Mexican nationals are this morning facing kidnapping charges following the disappearance and suspected murder of Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and their American friend.
For more, we're live to Mexico City, where security expert Ana Maria Salazar joins us now. Ana Maria, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Look, there are more details coming out that this may have been a robbery gone wrong. Is that what you're hearing? Yeah.
Yes, I anchor a TV show here in Mexico where I had the opportunity on Friday night to speak to the Attorney General of Baja California, which is a state where this this murder took place. And according to her, once they were able to find these individuals, as you know, they were able to identify who was probably behind this kidnapping and what it appears to be murder, is because they found the cell phone of one of the these young men that was murdered on this woman who apparently participated in this kidnapping murder. So once they found her, they were able to identify two more individuals. And it appears, according to the Attorney General on Friday night, that it appears that what they were after were these were their pickup. They wanted to get their tires and just kind of change the tires. They thought they would be able to do it without them knowing it. And once they defended themselves and they tried to stop this from happening, apparently, according to the Attorney General, this was on Friday night, they killed them.
It seems like such a violent...
You know, folks, this is no different than any homicide investigation anywhere else, except, you know, there's... probably by the Mexican government, there's a desire to cover this up. But the stupidity of perpetrators, no matter if they're in U.S. or Mexico, this idiot that's, here's a picture right there on the screen, she took a cell phone. So obviously it's pinging. They go directly to her. She's one of the perps in this, you know, robbery gone bad that winds up killing just three, you know, outstanding human beings, as we could see, you know, two brothers, Callum Robinson, Jake Robinson, their friend, Jack Carter Road, everything to live for in their life, and some thugs, some mutts, some absolute mutts, you know. Oh, are we supposed to think, oh, they were high on drugs? Who cares if they were high on drugs? They took the lives of three people in an attempted robbery. And because the people resisted, they executed them. And is that a sign of a drug cartel? Yeah, in a way it is, because they have no regard for human life. Shot them in the back of the head, execution style, you know? And then this little savage here, you think this is the first time these people got involved in crime? They found another body in the well that they were dumped that was unrelated to this case. What does that tell you? Here's the area where they discovered the bodies. And you wonder, oh, well, how did they find out all of these things? How did they discover exactly what? From this idiot here. They grabbed her. She has the cell phone. She's probably facing whatever you get for triple murder in Mexico. Is it the death penalty? Life in prison without parole? She probably sang like a parakeet. And she gave them every detail they needed. Here's the truck. They burned their truck to get rid of all evidence, right? And this is the well that they found the bodies in. And they find a body in that well unrelated to this case. Is this where they usually dump their bodies? So they've been involved in other crimes probably in this area, right? Just absolutely horrific, this whole situation. Claudette Malaspina, thankfully they tracked the phone. So sad for the families that lost two sons and also the other family. Yeah, but, you know, thank God you're right that perpetrators are dumb. They're stupid, you know, and they keep the property of the victims. Kaz are right. I'm so glad you're covering this. Thank you. I'm happy to cover this. Nancy H, for tires, yeah, you know, something you'd be amazed in all parts of this world, what people are willing to take someone's life over. You know, New York City, $20, $10, $5, you know, take someone's life. you know, in this instance, tires. They're looking to steal the tires while these guys were out surfing. They're looking to steal the tires right off their truck, you know, and because they're big, big time dudes, they're athletes, they're strong. They resisted. They're not going to take this from us. We're going to fight. But these perps were armed with guns, obviously, because this is what they do for a living. They're criminals, you know, and these two brothers, the Robinson brothers, lost their lives as well as their friend Jack Carter Road from San Diego. You know, the FBI apparently is assisting in this investigation. Could you really trust the Mexican authorities to do a thorough job with a case like this? I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. You know, their police are known to be corrupt, absolutely corrupt. So the FBI is assisting. If you're wondering where it is on the map, you can see there's San Diego. Ensenada is rather close to the American border. That's apparently a great surfing area. And this is where those brothers were abducted from, murdered, and dumped into a well where authorities discovered their bodies. And there's a picture of that well. And if you just tuned in, not only did they discover the bodies of these three gentlemen, Callum Robinson, Jack Robinson, and Jack Carter Road, but they found another body in that well, unrelated to this case. Unrelated. So is this the dumping well for these criminals, these thugs? Unbelievable. Let's go back to the video.
Escalation, doesn't it? I mean, are these kinds of criminal acts common in this particular area? We know that it is violent and there have been warnings for tourists traveling through there.
There is warning for tourists, and this area, this part of the country is on the U.S.-Mexican border, and we have a lot of American tourists that come to surf. It's a beautiful, I can't even describe to you how beautiful it is. And there are warnings that you have to be careful and preferably not to be alone in some of these areas. And it was isolated. There was nobody else was there. And it is violent, and it is surprising. And even from Mexican standards, this is actually very, very shocking. But Mexico's going through a relatively high violence wave right now. And it's
you know, I got news for this lady, and I know she says she's a security expert. Mexico's a dangerous place, and they weren't alone. There was three of them, three guys, probably 6'1", 6'2", 200 something pounds. So they're very confident in themselves. They're not alone. But you know what it is? Mexico is a failed state, really, you know, that you're going to go there. You know, if I'm going to Mexico, I'm going to be strapped. You better have some guns. You better have some firepower with you, because that's what you're going to meet on the road here. And, you know, it's been known that they're not only is their country dangerous, but their police are thugs. Their police are criminals, too. So, I just think that it's crazy. Sherry Murray, they were missing for about a week. I have the exact date. I think it was from the 27th they went missing. And they, I guess the key was the mom of the two brothers, of the Robinson brothers. Their mom reported them missing because they didn't show up at an Airbnb that they had rented. So she right away reported them missing. And then, of course, the authorities get up on the cell phone. And you know something? We're not stupid. The authorities know this area. They know the thugs that work this area. You know, it's not news to them. You see how the police show up in these jurisdictions. They all got like AR-15s, you know, and part. I'm not exactly 100% sure, but they look like they have semi-automatic rifles. Is that how our police show up to a job? Very rarely, unless emergency service shows up. You know, and this is apparently a surfing community. But nonetheless, it's a dangerous, dangerous area. And these three outstanding men lost their lives because they fought over their truck to protect their property from being stolen by these outlaws. You know, this apparently was like one of the trips of a lifetime. That on the screen right now is Callum Robinson, who happens to be a professional lacrosse player. And he's from, him and his brother are from Perth, Australia. But apparently they have been living in San Diego, California. And this was supposed to be, you know, one of the trips of their lives to just enjoy their lives. And, you know, no thought that this is a dangerous place to go to. There's the two brothers, right? Instead, what happens now is that their mother and father had to fly over here from Australia and identify their bodies. Just absolutely horrific.
It's a terrible tragedy.
It's just, it's so awful. I mean, you mentioned those elections, and you mentioned how even by Mexican standards, this this is just shocking. But what comes from this? I would figure that given that they're Australian and an American involved, there's going to be a little bit of pressure brought to bear. Is that the case?
Yes, and in fact, one of the reasons I believe that these individuals were identified so fast and they were able to figure out who probably did it and they were arrested was because of international pressure, you know, the mother sending these messages out.
You know, folks, you bet. The look, this is just like Mexico, you know, crime in like the Caribbean. There is some horrible crime in some of these Caribbean countries. Some of them get more homicides than most American cities. And they try to keep that really quiet. Mexico is probably worse. I would never go to Mexico again. I mean, really? Gunfights in the tourist areas by the cartels? And you expect tourists to go there? Three guys going surfing get killed execution style for the tires on their truck? Please. You send a message. Don't go to Mexico, you know? And I'm sure they want to send it out there. Of course, their mom from Perth, Australia, she reports them missing. She makes a stink. Yeah, you better solve this. You better find my sons. And you know, these Mexican authorities know what time it is. They know what that area is. They know it's filled with drug cartels. They know it's filled with outlaws on the road. It's no surprise. Now they're acting stupid now. You know, oh, we had no idea. Oh, really? That's why 100 cops showed up, right? All with semi-automatic weapons. Is that why? That you had no idea this could happen in your country? Just absolutely outrageous.
Trying to find her sons. And the fact that the FBI got involved relatively soon, according to the Attorney General, they were involved in the investigation almost immediately. And it had to do with this American man, Carter, who was with the Robinson brothers. So the FBI was involved. There's a lot of pressure from the United States, the U.S. government, the U.S. embassy, the Australian government, the Australian embassy. I think they pretty much know who did it, and there's going to be a trial, and they are probably going to be convicted.
Mm. All right. We appreciate you spending some time with us here in Australia. Thank you so much. Morning, folks. So wherever you're waking up across the country, we wanted to get straight to new details on those Perth brothers missing in Mexico. Overnight, the parents of Callum and Jake Robinson touching down in the region as police give an update on the murder investigation.
Nine correspondent Alison Petrowski joins us live from Ensenada. Ali, we've just heard from authorities.
Yeah, and I'll get to that in a moment, guys. But as you mentioned, Carl, the parents of Jake and Callum Robinson, Deborah and Martin, have touched down in Mexico a little earlier this morning. They met with Baja's Attorney General. We understand that the Australian Ambassador to Mexico was also there. They filled in some paperwork and they are making their way right now to Ensenada, where they will go through the process of formally identifying the bodies. Some horrific detail being released in the autopsy report this morning, the way these three bodies were recovered out of that well. And guys, I say three bodies still because they have not been identified as it stands as we go to air, but the autopsy revealing that all three victims suffered gunshot wounds to the head. They were shot execution style. Now, the Attorney General held a press conference in the last hour. It has just wrapped up. She's maintaining that this is a robbery gone wrong, that this was an opportunistic moment from three Mexican nationals who seized upon the two Aussies and their American friends at that remote campsite, that they wanted their ute, and that the Aussies and the American pushed back, that they fought in some way, and that is how they were killed. That is the line she is maintaining this morning. I've got to say that the local journalists in the press conference really pushed back on that. They're saying, how on earth can you figure this out so quickly? How have you conducted this investigation so fast? And also, why was there a fourth body in the well that was recovered? The Attorney General says that was not related. But more questions than answers, really, from the Attorney General this morning, guys. We are here right now at a demonstration at Ensenada Plaza. Local surfers are gathering here behind me. They are meeting here before they go out on a paddle out at San Miguel Beach a little later. But basically, they are protesting against the violence in this region and also standing in solidarity with Australians.
So just, you know, there's no way to explain this. There's nothing, there's no PR that the Mexican government can put on this case. There's no public relations. This is horrific. Three guys lost their lives. Daddy Crab, thank you for the $1.99 super sticker. Thanks, Bill, for calling it as you see it. Yeah, well, you know something. Many times, it's sort of disgusting in the past, just in the past couple of years, how much our government lies to us. You know, they just tell us blatant lies to our face. And when you hear these lies, it's just really tough to take because, you know, it seems like, you know, they just allow things to happen. And then when the inevitable happens, like crime and murder and mayhem, they act as if they had nothing to do with it. They could never have predicted this. But this is undoubtedly comes from policy, you know. And look, I would say, you know, I would never go into Mexico now. I mean, I certainly wouldn't travel into Mexico, into places outside the tourist areas, because how can you think that you're going to be protected? Lila from the chat, thank you for getting attention to this case and the violence in Mexico. There's lots of people killed every day and disappeared that never make the news. Please keep it on the news. Lila, I'm trying to do that. I'm true crime from a police perspective, and that's what we preach. That's what we say all the time. Sherry Murray, I hope the Mexican government doesn't give these families a hard time just getting their bodies back home. That would be horrible. Jimmy May, porous borders are rampanted. just absolutely outrageous. Yeah, but this, you know, this is Americans going into Mexico, tourists. And if the country that you're going into cannot protect you, cannot make sure you're safe, then why would you go there? You know, there's other countries. You know, there's been problems in some countries in the Caribbean, you know, and they keep that very quiet because every time there's a murder or some major crime in a Caribbean country, that probably costs them millions of dollars. Bad publicity. How many people you think want to go into Mexico now after this, right? Kenzie from the chat, Blue Line family here, Air Force and Army, here agree, never trust the government. Kenzie, you're 100% right. I just, you know, sometimes I watch those congressional hearings, and I'm just amazed that some of these congressmen and congresswomen, they're even Americans. It seems some of them hate this country, you know, and that's who was leading us. It's pretty scary. Ava Hawkshaw made that mistake one time. I love Mexico, but never going back because of crime. Yeah, I mean, you have to use your head. You have to use common sense, right? Sometimes they say, common sense sometimes is not all that common, but you have to use your instincts and you have to do what's good for you. And sometimes traveling to these places, you may think, oh, I can go anywhere in the world. Okay. All right. It's like people saying they should be able to walk anywhere in New York City anytime, day or night. That is a pipe dream. There was a mayor we had, Dinkins, used to say that. Yeah, please don't be encouraging people to do that. Let me play this for you guys, another little video.
Of Callum and Jake Robinson have been taken to a morgue in Mexico to help police confirm the identities of their bodies. Authorities believe the Australian brothers and their American friend were killed execution style in a car robbery gone wrong. Correspondent Marley Hogan is in Ensenada.
The parents of the Robinson brothers arrived in Mexico for the horrific task of identifying the bodies of their boys. Deborah and Martin Robinson were escorted through Ensenada, the region where their sons had been travelling, by Mexican police and Australian officials. It comes as police reveal the Perth brothers and their friend Jack Carter Road died from a single gunshot wound to the head. Mexican authorities believe the trio were killed by thieves who were trying to steal their car for its tyres and parts. The men were found in a well on a remote stretch of coast near where they had been camping and surfing. A fourth body was also located. Officials claim it's not related. Three people are in custody over the disappearance of the Australians and their friend. There are still many unanswered questions in this case. The Attorney General was asked if there are links to organised crime. Her response, the investigation is still open.
It was not an attack because they were tourists. It was with the intention of stealing a vehicle. The attackers did not know the...
Does that make it better that it was not an attack because they are tourists? It was an attack because these road warriors, these robbers, wanted their truck or wanted the tires. Does that make anyone in the chat feel better? I mean, they weren't attacked because they were tourists. They were attacked because the thugs wanted their property. That doesn't make me feel any better. It just shows that there's these type of people roaming the highways in Mexico and you have no handle on it. So that's, you know, don't try to make us feel better or stroke us because it's not making anyone feel better.
Origin of these people.
Local surfers marched in the street holding signs that read, "Australia, we are with you," calling for justice for the three men and an end to violent crime in their community.
We ask for security. We ask for justice for these persons.
I felt as if it was me or some friend, although I never met these guys.
One man in custody has been charged with a crime equivalent to kidnapping. That is expected to be upgraded now. The other two in custody, a man and a woman, are being held on drug charges as investigators try to determine their level of involvement in this crime.
So, unbelievable, right? That gives us an idea of what's going on. And don't think that the police in that area don't know exactly what's going on in Ensenada. I mean, it's a violent place. It's a violent area. California surfers, you know, going into Mexico. Nancy H., I'm sure the criminals could see the California license plate. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, these criminals are from there. The tourists are not, you know. Buy Blues Hopper. Always vote for the new people in office. They get corrupt while in there. Yeah, you know something, I and the bigger picture, and again, this is Mexico, a whole different animal than the United States. Sherry Murray, why didn't they show his face but showed, you know, I don't know what Mexican law is as far as showing the faces of arrested perps in an investigation involving murder. I don't know what the law is. Of course, those are the two brothers, Callum and Jake Robinson. That's Callum Robinson on the screen, a professional lacrosse player from Australia. That's the picture of the well where the three bodies were discovered. And a fourth body, unrelated to this case, was also discovered in that well. Just, you know, obviously then this is a location that is known to these bad guys. This is where they're doing their dirty work and dumping bodies. So are we supposed to think that this area is safe? I don't think so. I don't think, you know, but Mexican authorities are trying to say, oh, they didn't kill them because they were tourists. They killed them in a robbery. Oh, that makes me feel so, so much better. They didn't kill them. And this little individual was caught with the phone of one of the victims. And that's probably how this case was solved, largely solved, that they discovered this. That's Colum Robinson and his girlfriend, just, you know, and the two brothers, Colum and Jake Robinson from Perth, Australia. Again, what do we learn from this? Well, what I would learn is I would never go into Mexico. That's what I'd learn. And especially these areas that are known to be dangerous, are known to be controlled by cartels, are known to be controlled by the drug trade, are known to have corrupt police. Why are you tempting fate and going there? You know, and you may say that I'm being cynical. No, I'm not, because here you just have proof. Three guys executed for their tires on their car, you know. Pamela White, when I was a kid in the 60s, living in the Southwest, going to Ricky Point was popular. You know, guys, there's a lot of things that are popular, but sometimes Jimmy May, who's the fourth, the body, same group that killed that person, probably Jimmy May, this is their dumping site. And I'm sure they're probably involved in that murder also. You know, they found a convenient place to dump their bodies, and there just happened to be another one there. Kenzie, they were enjoying life. Lord, be with parents and family. Absolutely. Folks, this is Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. If you like real crime, true crime from a police perspective, then you're in the right place. And if you're not subscribed to us, go on our YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. It's free to subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Hit that like button and share us with your friends and your family. And if you want to contribute to us, we have a Patreon with three different levels. And we also have a YouTube channel membership with five different levels. And you can become a channel member on our YouTube to get additional content and up-to-date videos on the YouTube channel membership. And you also get to contribute to the Police Off the Cuff family that's been growing, and our channel's been growing with a lot of new faces out there. And, you know, Carol Grayson, who is one of our monitors, along with Peter and Rochella Pranzo, we thank them so much for helping our show grow and to make sure the chat is safe, that no one gets thuggish in the chat. So, Shalane Thomas and No Never, people don't get it. They go there on vacation. Scary decisions, yes. Pauline Buckles, hello, just got home. We'll rewind later. Good to see you, Bill, and everyone. Pauline, always good to see you. Thank you for your support. Schmitty, just got here. We'll catch up if able. So good to see all you guys. Again, this is a horrific case. Let me play another little video here, get us up to date.
Jack Carter Road, and Australian natives and brothers, Callum and Jake Robinson, left San Diego last week on a surfing trip in Baja and never came back. Three people have been arrested in their connection with their disappearance.
Now the FBI is assisting Mexican and Australian authorities in this investigation. CBS 8's Abby Black tells us what we know about the case right now and who may have been the last to see the men alive.
There's a lot of unconfirmed information out there about the disappearance of the three men who were traveling from San Diego to Baja on a surfing trip. But here's what we know so far. I spoke to someone who says that they'd last seen one of the men alive. Friends tell us that one of the surfers is Callan Robinson. He lived here in Ocean Beach and was a lacrosse player.
Saturday is the last time that his mother says that she heard from Callum and her other son, Jake. That's the same day the white Chevrolet Colorado truck they were traveling was seen at San Miguel Beach in Ensenada. On Wednesday, she posted a missing persons flyer to social media, pleading for help to find her sons and their friend Jack Carter wrote. They'd never checked into their Airbnb in Rosarito. During the trip from San Diego to Ensenada, Callum posted about a stop in Rosarito, eating tacos and enjoying the ocean view. I spoke to a surfer who believes that he saw Callum on Sunday around 2:30 in the afternoon outside of a tackle shop south of Rosarito near the popular surf spot K38.
The guy come out and asking for make a change. I think it was like $100 or something like that.
For the man's protection, we are not identifying him, but he says if it was Callum and his friends, and he believes that it was, they were in good spirits.
They are pretty nice people. Absolutely. Very respectful.
Yesterday, Baja's attorney general said that three people were arrested in connection to their disappearance after evidence was found in the La Bocana area, a popular fishing cove and surf break.
Se encuentra en este momento un equipo de trabajo
She says currently a work team is at the location where they were last seen, where tents were found along with some evidence that may link these three individuals who are under investigation. Today, our news partner Televisa reports that three bodies believed to be the Robinson brothers and Rode were found below a cliff in the La Bocana area. Officials say that they still need to confirm their identities. This area is known to be plagued by cartel violence. There's been an outpouring of interest on social media. Callum was a national champion lacrosse player. The San Diego Lacrosse Club shared condolences online. The Baja surfer told me that there will be a paddle out on Sunday at 4 p.m. at San Miguel.
The community surf are pretty concerned, so bad. They're crying. They are stressful. Surfers, we see other surfers like our brothers.
We know that Carter Rode is an American citizen and has family in Atlanta. We're working with our partners there and in Mexico. We'll continue to update you as we're able to confirm information as it comes out.
So, you know, one of the good things is that Mr. Rode is a American citizen. So right away, you're going to have the FBI, Jack Carter Rode, you're going to have the FBI assisting, and all of their experience, all their equipment, all their investigative tools, all their investigative know-how will be focused, because I wouldn't be trusting the Mexican authorities to be handling this by themselves. So because Jack Carter Rode is an American citizen, the FBI is all over this. And then you have the Robinson brothers, Callum and Jake, who you see on the screen. Look, they just look all guys in the prime of their life, having a good time. And something this horrific occurs. And, you know, are we going to learn a lesson from this? Pauline Buckles, all three with beautiful smiles. May God be with everyone. God bless Sherry Murray. Yeah, it's very sad. Karen Kennedy, uncrowded beaches, awesome waves, beautiful scenery, attract a lot of surfers worldwide. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the surfing community is a relatively small community, you know, a community that, yeah, they're probably tight because, you know, surfing is, it's communal. If you ever go to California, surfers go to the same spot every day. And it's almost like if you're part of that group and they accept you, you're welcome. And if you're not, you're an outsider. I'm not a surfer, but I've seen that surfing culture in California. So, Pamela White, Bill, remember Baja California used to be separate from Mexico. Callum was a doctor. I think Jake, his brother, is a doctor. I think Callum's a professional lacrosse player. I think I read that before, that his brother Jake is a doctor. Kenzie, Callum, Jake, Jack, justice for all of them. Life can't be given back. No, and we pray and we feel for their family members. It's just an outrageous situation here. And, you know, luckily it is solved. I'm so glad you were covering this. We need to boycott tourism in Mexico. Maria Del Carmen, I think that, you know, T.D. Lewis, maybe you're right. Maybe Callum was, you guys are saying Callum was a doctor. I thought I read that Jake was the doctor, but maybe you're right. I'll check on that. You know, there's many places across this globe that you should be a little reluctant to go to, you know. And there's places, of course, Mexico is high on that list. Sometimes you hear people go, oh, they were hiking in Iraq. And I'm like, what were they thinking of going hiking in Iraq? Oh, and they had their heads cut off. You know, like, oh, maybe they should have thought twice about going hiking in Iraq. And I think this was a couple of years ago, two Swedish girls were hiking in Iraq in the mountains and were accosted, and they cut their heads off. Like, that's savage, you know? Maybe you shouldn't think that the world is like, that you can go anywhere and that you believe the tourism. Schmitty, Cabo St. Lucas is quite good. I don't want to paint the whole country with a broad brush, but I think that if they can't protect you, I think then you shouldn't go there, you know? Julia Ann, that surf is not worth risking your life to stick to friendly spots. Yeah, I agree. It's close the border, Kenzie says. Well, this happened in Mexico. From the chat, errors. Yes, it's terrible. However, in your country, people shoot people for no reason. Please do not generalize and condemn the entire country. Greetings. Yeah, I want to be careful about that, but I think that this area, Ensenada, there's been quite a few incidents. There's also been quite a few incidents of cartel violence in the tourist areas of Mexico. So how can you feel safe going to those locations? If you're an American, how can you feel safe about going to areas in Mexico where the cartels are getting into gunfights, where tourists are laying on the beach? I think that you sort of have to stay away from those locations and admit that maybe they're not safe. Yeah, do people shoot people for no reason in our country? Absolutely. It happens. Schmitty from the chat. True, I've only been once, no desire for Mexico the past couple of years, but my friends go like four times a year. Pamela White. Unsafe places everywhere. Just know where you're going. Don't go off into an isolated area. Jimmy May. California has lots of safe places to surf. No doubt. I mean, San Diego is one of them. I mean, there's so many spots in San Diego. Lila from the chat, I think that it's time for an international outrage for what's happening in Mexico. This got investigated. That's rare. Well, I think this got investigated quickly because the FBI was involved. Carly reminds me, they warn you, do not go off the resort. We're not responsible for anything. If you do, the government is so messed up. Maria del Carmen. Cherry Hill, I would never go to Mexico. New Mexico is bad enough. Fur babies. Fur babies mom, San Diego is beautiful. Best probably weather in the world is in San Diego. Shalane Thomas, why do you think people are trying to escape to USA? Yeah, because their country's not safe. Yeah. Cindy Fugo, I never vacation in Mexico and never will. Again, I don't want to paint the whole country with a broad brush, but when things like this occur and when you sort of have like a lawless state, I don't think you can have a lot of confidence in what your government is going to do.
Being confirmed tonight, Callum and Jake Robinson are dead after their parents today made the heartbreaking journey to Ensenada in Mexico to identify their bodies. Local surfers taking to the streets and the waves in a moving tribute to the Australian brothers.
A moment no parent should have to endure. Deborah and Martin Robinson leave the Ensenada Forensics Lab after positively identifying their sons. A car tyre robbery gone wrong, says the Attorney General, but grim new details in the forensics report have raised suspicions of drug cartel involvement. Jake, Callum and their American friend, Jack Carter Road, were all executed with a single gunshot wound to their heads. Three Mexican nationals are expected to be charged with murder in the days to come. But now authorities believe there could be more people involved. Locals took to the streets of Ensenada in solidarity, calling for justice for the brothers and with this message, Australia, we stand with you.
Mates, we love you, Aussies. Mexico is your house and we are really regretting what's happening. It's really a pity. I know you guys are, we're good people. You're good people. We love you guys.
Later, a surfer's goodbye, a floating tribute on San Miguel Beach, where the brothers visited last weekend.
They were asking for tacos and they were looking so happy to be here to learn about our culture. They were asking about our traditional music.
Two brothers with their whole lives ahead of them cut short. Callum, the big koala, larger than life, who lit up a room. And Jake, who was visiting to celebrate his big brother's birthday and was planning to return to a new job, a doctor at Geelong Hospital.
Surfing is a tribe. Doesn't matter where you come from, you know.
in the ocean. We're all the same.
They came here chasing waves and for an adventure. Their story, now one of many tragedies in this violent region. Callum and Jake's parents will now take their sons on the long journey home.
In San Miguel, Mexico, Allison Petrowski, 9 News.
So it turns out Jake is the doctor. They just said he was going to his new job as a doctor. And I said that before, but I wasn't 100% sure. And Callum, and I'll put their pictures up on the screen, is the professional lacrosse player. And his brother Jake, the doctor, and I'm not sure what Jack Carter wrote, but three friends going to Mexico to have a good time, you know, to live their life, to enjoy their life to the fullest. They seem like great, great people. And they lost their lives over robbery, you know. And it was supposed to feel better that they weren't targeted because they were tourists. They were targeted because they wanted to rob them, you know. They wanted to rob them of this truck that you see on the scene, you know, on the screen, excuse me. They wanted to rob them of that. So you should feel much better, you know, that they didn't get killed because they were tourists. They just got killed because they happened to own a truck that the thugs wanted their tires. And then when they resisted to try to keep their property, the thugs shot them in the back of the head, execution style. Like that's, you know, something to do with the drug trade. If you're so willing to take someone's life that way. And we see it on the map. There's San Diego. We see Ensenada. Traveling, just crossing the border to Mexico, cost these three guys, Callum Robinson, Jake Robinson, Jack Carter Road, cost them their lives, you know. And this female, I don't have her name. You see her picture on the screen right now. She was in possession of one of their phones. And that is undoubtedly how they were able to solve this case so quickly. She's caught with the property of one of the victims, you know. And then she probably was interviewed and gave them all the details of the robbery. And so that's how it unfolded. And of course, if you're just tuning in now, the FBI was involved. The FBI no doubt contributed to this investigation, no doubt, maybe even directed this investigation. And this is the well where the three bodies of Callum Robinson, Jack Carter Road, and Jake Robinson was discovered, along with a fourth body that was unidentified, that had nothing to do with this. So you ask the question, is this the, you know, the thug burial ground? This is where they take their bodies. Just outrageous. The truth, Billy, this whole thing is a psyop to keep tourists from U.S. from spending money abroad. U.S. Gov pushing this story to keep tourists spending money in USA. U.S. economy needs the tourist dollars. You know, the truth, I wouldn't go with that. I think that, you know, you go to a country that has a lot of corruption. You go to a country that is run by drug cartels. I don't think that the U.S. government needs to preach that. I think it's a known fact. And I think the U.S. government should help protect their citizens by telling them and letting them know, and having the State Department say, avoid these areas. Don't go to this area. Why not? Drug cartel activity, violence, corrupt police, whatever you want to say. Our State Department should be warning our citizens of areas to avoid in Mexico and other countries that are outrageous. The other, Heather, senseless. Yeah, absolutely senseless. Rochella Pranzo, the truth, not sure about that. Many travel to the Caribbean all the time. That's what we do. Not saying there's no crime there, but a lot less, I would think, in my opinion. Rochella, you know that the Caribbean gets their share also, and I think the Caribbean does a good job of telling you to stay in the resorts and not go to certain areas. Carly, Rachella Pranzo covering the eyes and faces called sanitization. They want to share info with the public without releasing critical information. Probably in the cartel. Could be, you know. Cheryl Hervey, this just sickens me. Rest in peace, men. Yeah. Adriana Kessler from the chat, so sad. I hate senseless crimes. Most are, but when it is a total stranger, just bewilders me. Yeah, absolutely horrific. Lila, what happens every day in Mexico and never gets solved, it's now being seen worldwide. So many cases and families that are victims of crime. The world is shaken by this. May this tragedy generate change. I don't think so. I don't think it will. But to keep it on the front burner, to keep people apprised of it. Pamela White, as a traveler, take responsibility for knowing where you are, where you're going. 100%. You got to always know where you're going. Jibs and jabs. Mexico is run by a drug cartel, and their president is a clown that preaches that people should hug their thugs. Oh, God. Sounds like the United States. The cartels are so corrupt, no one should spend vacation money there anymore. This is horrible. I mean, Diana Gonzalez, good afternoon, America, and to the world. Hello, Diana. Three innocent people, whether they're young men, young women, or whatever, lose their lives senselessly, we have to question, you know, is that area safe? And why did this happen? And is it going to happen again? And the answer probably is yes.
Possible outcome coming out of Mexico. Families now positively identifying the bodies of an American and two Australian brothers who were murdered during a surfing trip to Baja California. And tonight, we're learning new disturbing details in this case.
Eyewitness News reporter Sophie Flay here with the latest from investigators, including a possible motive for these killings. Sophie?
Jory Michelle, it's the update so many were waiting for, but the outcome so many fear. Today, their parents identifying the bodies of the three missing surfers who were eventually found at the bottom of a well. A week after they were reported missing in Baja California, the bodies of two Australian brothers and one San Diego man have been identified. Australian surfers Callum and Jake Robinson and American Jack Carter Road. The three men were on a camping and surfing trip south of Ensenada, posting photos on social media of big waves and isolated beaches before they went missing. They were first reported missing on April 27th after they didn't show up to their accommodations. Baja California state prosecutors say their bodies were recovered from a remote well about 50 feet deep. Authorities found their pickup truck nearby, a scorched white Chevrolet Colorado. Three suspects are being held in connection with the case, two men and a woman, according to the Baja California state attorney general, saying the surfers were shot after resisting to hand over their truck to thieves who wanted their tires, then hid their bodies near the coast. Deborah Robinson, the mother of Callum and Jake, posted on social media asking for help in finding her sons. Surfers in Ensenada now rallying, voicing their anger and sadness. Demonstrators sticking protest signs to their surfboards reading, "They just wanted to surf," and "Australia, we are with you." This surfer says, "We had something in common. We are surfers. We are women, and we would sometimes like to surf alone, but we never do that because of the situation. We always have to go accompanied. I think that what happened to them is just an example of the lack of safety in this state, and we want to fight to feel safer."
And the Baja California Attorney General's office says they don't think it's an attack by organized crime, but they're not ruling anything out in the investigation.
In the worst,
so it's not a attack by organized crime. Then what are these guys? They're just freelance criminals. Just absolutely horrific. What can we say about this? It's just, I don't know what to say. The Truth in the chat, longtime supporter of Billy, who, by the way, has the best NYPD podcast of all of those existing. Well, thank you so much, The Truth. Very much appreciated. T.D. Lewis, was it known that these men had traveled to this area previously? Unknown. I don't know. The Truth, I noticed a couple new NYPD podcasts popping up, and these guys just don't have the it factor that Billy has. Look, I'm reading more my self-promotion. That's nice. Thank you, The Truth. Very much appreciated. Diana Gonzalez, remember people when this year the U.S. warned us not to go to Mexico. Crime is rampant. Kidnappings have been happening more and more. Yes, it's a dangerous sort of Wild West sort of environment. Jessica Pinkerton, I'll never go there again. Oh, stop spending those tourist dollars in Mexico. Julia Ann, keep the waters open, flowing in. Our government is a Class D circus with too many clowns. Yeah, I think you're right. T.D. Lewis Thugs. Schmitty, I was just going to say, not organized crime. Schmitty, I think it is organized crime, but they're trying to put the best face on it they possibly can. Sherry Murray, in my opinion, if it wasn't for these individuals having one of their phones, geofencing would probably not have happened. Yeah, I think Sherry Murray, absolutely, but I think probably the Mexican authorities probably know who the thugs are that operate in this area, you know? But the cell phone was undoubtedly the key, as it is in almost every homicide investigation these days. Diana Gonzalez, in many foreign countries, not all, are kidnapping more and more U.S. citizens. Their governments don't care about us, but for the revenue that we bring to their countries. Carly, telling the public this is organized crime would affect their tourism. So, of course, it's not organized crime. Of course, Carly, you're right. They're trying to get the political mileage. Jibs and jabs. I wanted to go to Mexico and told my dad that flights were cheap. My dad said, yes, but bringing your body back is expensive. Well, your dad is worried about you. Vesper Q, it's horrific. Mexico has scared me a bit. I've not traveled there before. Definitely not now. You know, I just don't want to sort of with a broad brush paint the whole country as bad. But they need to clean up their act, you know. They need to protect people that travel to their country. So just to recap, guys, they did, of course, the other day it was reported that these three, two brothers and their friend were reported missing by their mother in Perth, Australia. They have recovered their bodies and they have been identified. And it's a horrific situation. This happened in Ensenada, Mexico. And I wanted to bring this story because I thought it was sort of an important story. Maybe it's not the story that's trending for everyone, but I think it's an important story. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, and I want you to have a great day, and I'll see you the next time. One episode, just ain't enough.